This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. The Redskins 3-4, third place in a four-team NFC East. A game back of Dallas after this past week's loss. Philly in the sweet spot at 7-1, leading the division, perched atop the rest of the East. And really, it looks like going to run away with the division this year. Question we're asking you is, Vegas onto something? I mean, they now have the Redskins as a long shot down there with the dregs of the league, like Arizona, the LA Chargers, the Chicago Bears, among the odds. And that's not only to win the division, but to make the playoffs. I don't know really why we're even talking about it, to be completely honest with you. For me, the division is not in reach. The playoffs, as of right now, aren't even a word that should be used. What I'm concerned with is, A, get healthy. Get to a point where you can play the best version of football that you're able to. And then, B, let's see where you're at in a month or so for that push. I would agree with Vegas. They're not going to make the playoffs as of right now, but you're taking a snapshot when things are as bad as they can possibly get on the injury front. Speaking of which, I want to point out one thing. I got a text from Craig Hoffman during the break. I had want to clean something up. I'd mentioned that I got that email where the Seahawks didn't have a single player on their injury report and the Redskins had like 20-some.
They had all the players.
The Seahawks actually do have injuries and guys getting treatment, I guess because of the West Coast situation or a later practice or some kind of snafu.
Oh, the timing.
It just didn't show their injuries. So luckily for Washington, there are players that aren't 100% on that team as
all
well.
Right.
Not quite as many of them. So I guess the Redskins will now win that game.
So, yeah, no problem. Just go to Seattle and win, as teams always tend to do. So the reason to me it's on the table is 2 weeks ago they were 3-2, and they just come off of that right before their bye week. They played a great game against Kansas City, had a legitimate shot to win it if Josh Doctson holds onto the ball in the end zone. They probably win that football game against Kansas City. This is, a lot of stuff was on the table here, and my point is what's on the table now is way, way, way different. A conversation that just 2 weeks ago is completely not only out the door, but now Vegas, people that make money off this thing, are basically telling you, this is a disaster in waiting. This is your tire fire. This is the garbage fire. This is the oh my God type situation. That's what's on the table here. And I think a lot of Redskins fans are sort of thinking in their minds, yeah, we'll get healthy. We'll drop this one to Seattle. But as soon as we get these guys back, .. And I've heard Eric Bickle a million times on the Sports Junkies, a radio program of note, say, yeah, but on the back end, we'll just go on one of these runs and that's how it's going to happen and maybe we'll sneak in. In order to win the division, I'm with you, is out because Philadelphia's lead is insurmountable. But the getting in the dance and seeing what happens plan, that's almost off the table. It's really close to not being possible. And it starts really these next 2 weeks. You've got to find a way to beat a team that is better than you when you're healthy and much, much better than you in their building when you aren't healthy.
I think if you win two of the next three, it's very possible.
Then it's all back in.
I think if you win one of the next three, then it's
the door's still open.
Yeah, it's a possibility more than you're making it out to be. Because if you look at the rest of their schedule, and I'll sound like one of the people that you're making fun of, but that's fine. They lose to Seattle. Let's say they either Minnesota or New Orleans, they win one of those. I'll give them the Vikings game because maybe Case Keenum is still at quarterback and it's at home.
So now you're 4-6 with six to play.
You lose to New Orleans, you're 4-6.
Mm-hmm.
You've got six left. You beat the Giants, you beat the Cowboys. You beat the Chargers, you beat the Cardinals, you beat the Broncos, and let's just say you lose the second game to the Giants. You're what?
9-7.
Now, would this team be able to win 5 out of 6? I think that's a fair question. There's a lot of wins in there for a team that hasn't strung together wins this season. However, my point is there's not a game in there they shouldn't be able to play a final possession game. They play the Giants twice. The Giants are terrible. They play the Cowboys again. They almost beat them with a C version of themselves at almost every single position and backups starting across the board on their offensive line. They got the Chargers, who are not that good, but are okay. I mean, you may lose that game. You could lose any of these games.
Of course you could.
Cardinals, Broncos, I mean, these are all winnable games. So my point is just the playoffs are not formed in November. There's no point to worry about that now. Get healthy, take your lumps in the meantime, and try to steal a game so that you give yourself a chance on the back end.
The assumption, though, I guess is what I keep wanting to address, is that this health will come and it'll be fine. We've seen the rash of injuries just continue. No matter who you are, you get hurt for the Redskins. So, A, the health assumption, I think, is fallacy. The second thing I would say...
Let me say this real quick. I just mean get the offensive linemen back that right now are out for not the rest of the season. Brandon Scherff was banged up. Spencer Long was banged up. We don't really know what the deal is with Trent Williams, but Ty Nsekhe is an admirable replacement, as we found out. Yep. He should be back in the next couple weeks. So when you get those guys back, you've got a much better chance. Playing and winning without a Mason Foster, as an example,
is more plausible than four offensive line.
That's annoying, right? You're trying to win without Jonathan Allen. That's annoying. But when you're going to Seattle, where there's more pre-snap penalties than any other stadium in the league, and you got 80% of your offensive line out, that's a game now you automatically lose handily.
So 3 weeks ago, when they were healthier, you still couldn't throw to your outside receivers and get production. Now, when you are healthy, if and when, that's still going to be a problem. And I love Chris Thompson, but how many 1,000-yard running backs are getting screens and taking them 75 yards every other week? These resources are going to dry up unless they improve dramatically. I'm kind of overwaiting for that improvement to magically kind of happen. We just assume it's going to happen on the back end if and when they get healthy. To me, I guess what
need to have your outside wide receivers playing like Pro Bowlers to win? I mean, they almost beat Kansas City not getting that. They pummeled Oakland not getting that. They beat the Rams, who are 5-2 and in first place, not getting that.
I need them to be 22nd in the league. I need them to be NFL
Maybe
caliber,
they will be.
Which they're not. Well, that's the hope, is that they figure
Dotson
it out.
I think Dotson will have a much better second half than he had a first half. Don't you?
I'd say much better, meaning he'll get 10 catches instead of 4.
I'm saying if you told me right now he's either going to catch 10 balls the rest of the year or 34 balls the rest of the year, I'd say he's going to catch 34.
I'd say it's closer to 10. But if it's between the two, I'd say 34 over 10. If I have to pick one or the other, I think
so
it's closer to 10 than
34.
He's
going to get better.
Yeah, he'll get better.
I do think they've pretty much given up on Terrell Pryor for whatever
I'm sure
that's
of that. I feel good that that's correct.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Rick is in D.C. He's live on Grant and Danny. You can call us at 800-636-1067 like you did. What's up, Rick?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. I'll tell you what we need to do, man. Well, the season, I don't think, is lost. If they can beat Seattle, then Seattle and New Orleans, Minnesota, we have a chance. But what we need to do, man, I tell you, we need to overhaul that front office because they really making some poor decisions. If you let go two of your best receivers, I could have seen if you have kept one, but you let both of them go. I mean, who Kurt was going to throw to? You got unproven receivers.
But, Rick, they got overpaid, don't you think? I mean, do you want to pay that money for Pierre? I love Garcon. I love Jackson. I wanted to keep one or both of them. But would you have paid the freight to keep one of those guys aging at that position?
Well, I would have to have paid one because of the fact you didn't know what you had once both of them left. I mean, you had to keep one of them. And Pierre, he was a much clutch receiver, and he's not injury prone. Then you have a tight end who can't play 16 games a season. You relying on that. And what made him so successful was they had two very good receivers on the outside. So that's what made Jordan Reed so great. And then you have Vernon Davis, which to me, he's a better tight end.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for the
phone
call. And you make some good points. I disagree that they should have re-signed one of those guys. Here is where I fault them. One, they didn't make any attempt to get in good enough with Pierre
not
or
even a text
with Deshaun to maybe get a hometown discount. They botched that. So I blame them for that, number one. Number two, I think where they made the mistake was not in letting those two guys go get paid a lot of money elsewhere. It was in not finding replacements that were able to help you this year.
Calculated gamble that hasn't worked out to this point.
Yeah, the prior signing was smart. I'll take it. But I don't think that can be your trump card. I don't think you can just go into the season saying, well, Josh Doctson's got an Achilles that we can't trust to hold up for a week at a time, and Terrell Pryor is going to be our number one wide receiver. Why not go out and get a veteran who can catch the football and make 60, 70 catches, and then those other two high upside guys to kind of battle for the other spot? I mean, that's maybe where they miscalculated at the receiver position. But it's a good phone call. You guys can hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the number. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Are the Redskins done like Vegas thinks they are? Or do they still have a chance to turn this thing around? Also, the Broncos are making a fascinating decision at starting quarterback. Next on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.